Aloha, everyone. If you haven't figured it out, I'm from Hawaii. Today, what I'd like to talk about is what do values have to do with it, examining the healthcare capacity building efforts of Native Hawaiian primary care professionals in Hawaii rural, medically underserved area. And we are a program of Papa Ola Lokahi, the Native Hawaiian Health Board. No personal or commercial financial relationships to disclose. Background, Native Hawaiians have one of the highest rates of chronic diseases in Hawaii and the shortest life expectancy, between 5 to 7 years shorter than the state average. Many Native Hawaiians live in rural, medically underserved areas. There's a shortage of healthcare professionals in these areas, and partly due to disproportionately low enrollment of Native Hawaiians in healthcare education. Our program addresses the shortage by providing scholarships to Native Hawaiians in healthcare education and facilitating. We actually place them in employment sites in these medically underserved areas. And cultural values are incorporated into the screening and training components of our program. Now, this data I'm going to present is just a small set from a larger program evaluation that we did after 10 plus years of our creation. So what I'd like to do is describe our program and its impact on Native Hawaiian health through capacity building efforts of our scholars. Those are the ones who received our scholarship. And also to explore if self-reported Native Hawaiian values made a difference and the types of activities they engaged in. So what we did is, it was sort of a walkabout for our program. We first began with the evaluation, looking at effectiveness, satisfaction, all the regular stuff. And then we said, is that it? I mean, if the congressional act that created us was to improve Native Hawaiian health, how do we go about trying to make an attempt at a small scholarship program actually improve Native Hawaiian health? We couldn't go into the clinics and establish baseline, place scholars there, and measure it afterward, right? So we had to do kind of an indirect way, but kind of what guided us was this whole look of values, incorporating into our program and then looking at similar programs throughout the nation, like the Indian Health Service, National Health Service Corps, and the Gates Millennium Scholarship, to see if they had any kind of value-based program, value-based assessments, blah, blah, blah. So we finally came out and decided we're going to focus on retention and impact. And retention, if we place our scholars in these employment sites, what are they doing? And how is that impacting the health of Native Hawaiians? And then also, how are values related to retention and impact? We developed a 26-item survey, pilot tested it. At that point, we had 104 clinicians or alumni. Clinicians are primary care providers doing their service obligation. And alumni are those who have completed their service obligation. We had a 52% return rate. These are some of the questions. That's okay. That's fine. These are some of the questions that we asked. What is the impact? What are the factors and activities that impact Native Hawaiian health? What is our retention rate? What factors influence our retention? And do higher ratings on Native Hawaiian values, and that'd be self-rating, influence retention impact of Native Hawaiian health? This is some of our findings. We found that 85% of our scholars indicated that they held one or more leadership positions during their service obligation, with an average of 2.4 positions. If we looked over here, we can see the types of leadership positions. Many of them were supervisors, mentored other Native Hawaiians, with the least down to medical directors and executive directors. Another thing we found is that in terms of community programs, 85% of them indicated that they expanded or created community programs. What's interesting here, since most of them are placed in medically underserved areas serving Native Hawaiians, that these would then be programs specifically for that population, for Native Hawaiians, with an average of 3 to 4 programs created per scholar. So we're seeing that our clinicians are going out there and asked to do program development at the same time. These are the types of programs that our scholars created. We see that most of them created, about half of them, adult, behavioral, and also mentoring programs. A third of them created a adolescent, cultural, and also human service programs. The types of activities they engaged in were a lot of QI activities. We also asked our scholars what level of participation did they have in these activities. Now, you'll see here it says NHHCS, those are Native Hawaiian Healthcare Systems. Those are health centers that provide targeted healthcare to Native Hawaiians. We have 5 of them throughout the island. And they are actually our first priority placement site. So all our scholars would be placed there first. If there's no position available, then we would move them to another site providing healthcare to Native Hawaiians. And we can see in this graph that most of our scholars indicated that they had a higher participation rate in these QI activities at the Native Hawaiian healthcare systems. Retention. What was interesting when we looked at retention, that we found that 73% of our scholars stayed at their site an average of 2.8 years after their service obligation was completed. And this seems to be substantially higher than the rate of the National Health Service Corps reported through Chapel Hill Shep's Center for their similar scholarship program. What we also found interesting is that this National Health Service Corps has a loan repayment program, which we do not have, but you would expect from the national literature is that there would be a higher retention rate for those who are engaging in the loan repayment side, because they're already providers, this is a population they want to work with. What we found is that actually our, it is a 57% at the National Health Service Corps, and our scholars' retention rate exceeded that. This is just what we came up with. I won't elaborate on it, but these are some of the questions that we asked in terms of Native Hawaiian values. If anyone's interested on how we developed this, it took, oh good God, months to develop from beginning with our discussions and consultation with our Native Hawaiian elders to look at values, defining them, anchoring them to characteristics that would maximize suitability of a healthcare provider in a medically underserved area. So it was sort of, again, a walkabout, but we got a lot of guidance from the National Health Service Corps that also looked at these behavioral areas in terms of provider suitability in medically underserved areas. Sorry. And then what we found, now, there was no significance in terms of how our providers or our scholars self-rated on their values in terms of their retention. But what we did ask them is to rate their sites that they worked at in terms of these values. And what we found is that the sites that had higher ratings on Native Hawaiian values, our scholars tended to stay longer at those sites. So, do higher ratings on Native Hawaiian values influence retention and impact in Native Hawaiian health? Well, like I stated before, alumni who rated their site higher were more likely to stay after their service obligation. Scholars with higher self-rating on Native Hawaiian values were more likely to develop cultural programs and behavioral programs. And then they also were more likely to hold leadership positions in terms of being keynote speakers and mentoring other Native Hawaiian students. So there's much more work we could do in terms of this values. This was sort of a beginning for us. We didn't find any other national literature that actually looked at values in terms of healthcare provision and provider retention. And yes, the sample size was small for us, which in terms of research could be problematic. In terms of evaluation, well, we're not doing necessarily strictly scientific research. So, you know, it always comes back to the end. So what, Palama? Yeah, I mean, it really, when we look at it, we look at the relevance and application, yeah, of whatever we do. Well, considering the shortage of healthcare providers in medically underserved areas, we believe it's important to increase the retention of existing workforce. How do we keep them there, yeah? And also to build the capacity of communities to develop healthcare systems to meet their own needs. In this presentation, we examined the capacity building efforts of our scholars to address the health disparities of Native Hawaiians. We also presented innovative ways to understand the role of community-identified values in terms of health impact. And we believe that studies conducted on health of Native Hawaiians, as well as other vulnerable populations, warrants novel ways of understanding how health providers contribute to the elimination of health disparities. Mahalo.